Hi, this is Kiki. I guess one of the questions I got today was interesting. It was about the episode I was talking about the children, how people can bully and mess with their own children and include them in fights and things like that. Well, I'm going to elaborate on that so that you can understand exactly what I mean. I have dealt with some cases where some parents use their kids as tools, where they're pretending on the outside and to the public that they're good parents, but really they just use them for their own reasoning, a subject, or a tool to hurt the other parent. And on the outside, they're trying to buy them or win their affection in quick moments, quick sessions. They're not trying to understand them, learn them, get some type of bond created with them. None of that. That is not their agenda. And I can't speak for all, but I have seen more than my share, both inside and out of my own situation, where people pretend very well. And the situation is this: if you don't take the child from health to their wealth, and wealth isn't always money, but it can be, you're not trying to do all you can do and be for that child. And that means you just don't go to work and then come home and expect the other parent to have done it all for you. The kids, no matter what you do, still need a parent to be visible, to talk to them, to guide them, to teach them things, to get them to understand life, to understand who they are, to let them be able to say how they feel about things and never shut them up, because what you're shutting up is life. They're taking in their environment and the actions of their environment, and shutting them down when they're asking questions only makes them more confused and sometimes angry. So doing that is not the smartest thing to do for your sake in the future, because it builds animosity towards you and their environment. Now, when it comes to helping these situations, I have seen children get used in ways that was very bad, where they literally said, the parents, I would rather see them in foster care than with the other parent. Not because the parent was bad, but out of spite. That's, to me, evil. And I'm saying that's my opinion. Because if I don't see anything wrong with that parent, and you create a scenario, or you create a subject, or you create a event where that parent looks or come off like they're bad just so you can prove a point, it's disgusting. And I can't stress that enough. Now, I know of a couple parents that have done that and lost their children, and they are regretting it to this day, because the foster care has actually caused much harm to these children. And these children are very disturbed versus being with the other parent that actually loves them and adores them. And that parent's not the same anymore, because they lost their child over picking a very bad partner or father or mother for their child. And the choices you make sometimes can be crucial. That's why it's very important to look out for who you choose to have children with. Because if your partner or ex-partner is spiteful, vengeful, they can do things that can cause great damage to the children and to your mental stability. Because you're thinking, this person can't possibly do these things. And most of us think that. They will not go that far. And most of them will and have. And the saddest part of it all is the child suffers the most, because the child is innocent and doesn't understand. And if you're looking for any corporate sympathy, compassion from Child Protective Service or anything, that's not going to happen. It's an institution. It creates and generates funds. It's doing what it's supposed to do. But at the same time, is it wrong Do bad things happen? Yes. Can it be proven? Yes. There's records, lots of records. There's a lot of testimonies. There's a lot of witnesses. But do that stop other people with their vengeful actions from using those tactics to hurt a partner? They're hurting the partner thinking, I'm not hurting the child. That is a mindset that's unstable, where they're not thinking about everyone around them in that circle. They have an agenda. They have a goal that needs to be met. Whether or not do they care about the people outside or around that goal? Do they care about the compassion, the what that child will grow up to be one day? What will that child remember? And will that child remember it was that person that done those actions to them? They don't think of all those things. Not a smart person or intelligent person will do those things, because they're going to think that way. Smart and intelligent person or being will say, that child's going to come back to cause me harm. It's going to cause me grief because I took away their parent and I caused them to go into a system that does not have the compassion that parent has for them. Now, I will never harm a child. I don't care what the circumstances is. The saddest part is that's not all parents. And that is very sad to say out loud. It's very depressing to know that I have witnessed and heard a parent literally say out of their mouth, they would rather have their child in the system than to be with a partner. And the partner has nothing but love for that child. They do not care. They have vengefulness. They have anger. They have denial. So, watch who you partner with. It never should be about sex when you have a child. Even if it's by accident, you should have that discussion and make sure that that person is not hateful and will go against all things in nature just to prove a point. Never should you ever condone them saying anything that can bring down you and your child. Now, I have people around that was causing so much pain, causing so much stress to myself because they were bringing up things that were just outlandish and very diabolical, and they can even push ideas in others' head. I've seen it myself, so I know that there's worse out there. So if there's worse out there, do not ever put your guard down for your child. Do not ever think a person will not do what they say they will do. It's sad, but these are the things that are floating around that people are taking for granted. Always be vigilant. When there's someone recording you, record back. When someone is journaling, journal back. When someone is reporting, report back. Stand up for yourself. Fight for you and your child. Because you never know when you're going to need that information. You can't stand alone in something that they're fighting that can cause damage to you and your kids. And this is coming from someone that watched many parents fight and include children that ended up in very bad situations. So, write everything down. Record as much as you can. Audio, video, whatever you have. Protect your children. Protect your offspring. Protect your life and theirs. I'm Kiki. Thank you for listening.